B-Pod Studios.
So we are live at Dunkin', off of South Tryon, just past 45 across from the QT. And this is the Wrap Party Podcast. This is where we're going to wrap up the biggest stuff from the week.
All right, so we had a lot that happened this week, and I think one of the things we should start off talking about is Lindsay, who DM'd us Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
Into Tuesday. Loren, remind everyone what Lindsay's issue was.
Oh, poor Lindsay. She was our spring break disaster. She went on spring break to the Bahamas, and she was currently there when she was calling us. I think she's there until Saturday of this week. But all hell broke loose pretty much, and they went to go check into their hotel. They didn't have a reservation for them. Then they had no money and paid two guys $50 to take them out to a yacht so that they could, go-go dance, quote-unquote.
Oh, how did that work
out? And make some money. Well, the guys never showed up after they paid them the $50.
You think?
So now they have $10.
Yeah.
And finally, Lindsay called us and said she had to call her dad.
Yeah, and she was afraid to call her dad. She told us in the DM, but we got her number. We got her info. We talked to her live, and you can actually listen to that on the MRL Show podcast, the daily podcast. That was Thursday of this week around 7 a.m., and she said that she was going to ask her dad for money. Like, she had to. She had to have the money wired. And then we were all nervous about where she was going to get the money from the wire.
Yeah, she was going to – it wasn't a Western Union, but she said it was something like Western Union. We were
sure.
afraid that – she would have to pay money to get money.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem exactly the most street smart. But, I mean, our fans, they wanted to send her Venmos.
Mm-hmm. And I told the story about how when we went to Mexico, I had a friend of mine that was looking for God's good green earth in college. And we asked the guy that was driving the van if he knew where we could get some fun stuff. And he took us to girls.
And you're like, that's fun,
yeah,
but
that's exactly
not the
right.
fun I'm wanting.
We're like, no, miscommunication.
Yeah, what we were thinking.
And the girl's like, what's wrong with us? We're like, nothing, just not what my friend was looking for.
It's not you, it's me.
Yeah. So he takes you to another part of the town where it's like the gay clubs.
Yeah. Like, no, you're not understanding.
No, not that either.
No. You know what? Forget it. We'll ask somebody else. That's funny. And then this week we also discussed on the MRL Morning Show, what was it that – oh, wait, no, it was today. Oh, boy.
What did we discuss today?
Do we want to get into it?
What do you want to get into?
I don't know. You and Sterling and the whole
– I don't know, but you saying that means that Nicole's going to edit that out. So what do you
no, don't. I mean, because today you mentioned that you're going to a wedding.
So, yeah, today, so I'm not, I'm
on
going
today's
to,
broadcast.
On today's broadcast, I am, I'm going to a wedding next month. It's going to be an Indian wedding, and I bought a kurta.
Which I think is a great idea, by the way.
Yeah, so Sterling wanted me, because the kurta that I bought isn't as formal, so he wanted me to not just get the kurta, he wanted me to get the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that maybe the kurta is offensive because I'm some white guy and I don't know Indian culture. Would it have been offensive for me to wear the kurta?
Don't think so.
No, we found out no. In fact,
right.
We met two people who are of from how do you say it? Indian culture? I hate saying that. Two people from India.
I think that
sometimes
think
you try and be so politically correct that you screw it up.
Yeah, and then you sound more like
I know.
Like a jerk.
I know. And they said absolutely not with a huge smile on their face.
Yeah.
Right.
So, okay, so where do we stand?
Well, I think I'm going to get a
all of Charlotte says yes, but Sterling says no.
Well, but see, he made it clear to me that it's not just no.
This is your place where you can fix it.
Is that it's,
and tell him to listen to the podcast.
Let's
right.
see how this goes.
He said that he wants me to get formal wear and the kurta. He doesn't want me to rely on just the kurta.
Okay.
Because that is something I would do. He's pretty accurate on that. Like, I would be so much of an idiot to only bring the one thing.
But wait, what is that? You'd try on the kurta before you left. I mean, you'll know if it's going to work or not.
Yeah, but see, Loren, nothing is simple with me. Like, because then it's like, then if that doesn't fit, then I got to get a suit. And, well, I can't just go pick up a suit at the store.
Okay.
I'm a big guy. It's a
thing. Yeah,
everything's
yeah.
a thing.
Yeah. All right, well, good luck with that, dude. We want to see you with the kurta on, by the way.
Yeah, if it fits.
I feel like you should wear it.
Well, I ordered it, and it's coming from Thailand, and I doubt. In fact, the people from India even told me, they're like, that's not going to fit you.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, they don't know how to do American sizes.
Sizes are, yeah, very different.
Yeah, so I think I should have ordered a 20XL and just...
and just had it taken in?
Yeah, and just see what it ended up being.
Oh, man. The other thing we talked about this week, too, that for me was crazy, and then everybody said I was being insensitive about it. Then I thought about it, and I'm like, maybe I am. But my friend broke up with his longtime girlfriend, and he's a pilot, and he called me, and we were talking, and he's like, yeah, I broke up with her. I'm going to take a week off just to, like, let things settle. And I was like, what?
And you thought he was just using that as an excuse, I think, right?
Because he lives in Florida. He can hang out by the pool and, like, take the week off. And you know what? Either way, if that's what he wants to do, I told him he was okay with that. I just wanted to bring it to you guys to see if you thought it was weird that somebody was taking a week off of work after a breakup.
It is weird. Until I realized that he's a pilot, and then I started thinking about if I'm the passenger, I don't want a pilot who is upset and crying in the cockpit flying.
You don't think that happens, though? Like
what
my
do you mean?
Like I remember times my dad, don't forget, was a commercial airline pilot, now retired for TWA. I would get a report card or I would do something that would make him so mad he would go to the airport to go to work. It wasn't like he flew angry.
No.
It's like us on this show.
Yeah, but there's a difference between like breaking up and your life altering and your son getting a bad report card.
They don't have kids. It wasn't a divorce. They just had been long-term boyfriend and girlfriend, and they broke up. That happened.
But they've been together for like 3 years. If Strong and I broke up, I'd be a mess.
You wouldn't
take off?
Well, but we're in a different type of...
This is where we can fix it.
I know. I'll take off and just cry for days. No, I think that I would... But see, we're in a different
office job.
If I had an office job, I'd probably take some time off.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
Why are you winking at me?
I'm not winking at you. I think I would. With our job, I think I would.
You have to come in because we could be therapy on the air. That's the cool thing about our job.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Which would ultimately ruin the relationship even more, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the feedback we got on our socials and through text messages about that specific subject was, Manny, if that's how the guy's going to feel like he needs to handle it, let him handle it that way.
Sure.
And that I agree with that. It just caught me off guard.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's my birthday, so I'm taking off 3 days. And you're like,
yeah,
you can do whatever you want, but it's unconventional.
Yeah, I don't think people should take off for their birthday. I think that's ridiculous.
Ooh,
really?
This is a fun game. Let's go through reasons why you should take off.
Okay.
All right? Death, family.
Yes. Our associate producer Aaron took off to go to some person's wedding, and I don't think he should have took off.
Well, the rest of his family didn't take off.
I know.
Right.
I don't think his mom and his dad.
Well, his mom and his dad did too, but his brothers and sisters stay home.
I think that's an unexcusable absence.
Okay, pet dies.
Yes.
To take off work if a pet dies.
Yeah.
Well, only for like a day.
Woofer went to the vet. And I took off.
That's true.
Like,
hey, buddy.
Hey, bud. How's it going?
Somebody's
you doing all right?
Stopping by
Hi.
Here at Dunkin'.
Oh, I'm. Yep,
yeah.
Not feeling good.
Hey, man, say hi in that microphone there. What's your name? We can't hear you. You got to talk
into
that mic there. Nick? How you doing, Nick? Where do you work, buddy?
United Rentals.
Cool. All right, man.
Stop by, give me a coffee so I can hit the road.
Nice.
Awesome.
I'll take care. Good seeing
here,
you.
Here, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, hang on,
wait,
bud. Let's take care of you.
Oh, that's really loud.
Talking.
Here you go. We want to buy you a coffee.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, buddy.
See you, man.
Fan of the MRL show on the podcast.
Just doing the podcast. We're at Dunkin'.
Hey, turn that mic on. Let's see what people are doing.
You're always the worst.
What?
That MRL show sucks.
What?
When are they getting out of here?
So
pet for like a day because that is like a family member.
No, yeah, I think pets are.
I don't think they need to take
great grandmother.
No, not great great, not great
grandmother.
Yes,
but grandma doesn't live in the same city as you.
No, it depends. If you were close, it depends on how
distraught you are.
Yeah.
Grandma lives in your city. I can see you might have to go over there. You might have to help your mom or do whatever it is.
Yeah, if they live
dad.
Out of the city, you got to travel there.
Okay.
Well, it's
you
not like
spill
you
a coffee
you know,
on yourself.
Put it this way. I didn't take off for my grandmother's death, and I regret that.
You do?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I missed out
I'm sorry.
On,
I think I pushed you to not.
I think you did.
I think if I remember saying there's another one.
Yeah. There is
There's
no
not.
Other
one.
There wasn't. All right, you spill coffee on yourself on your way to work.
No.
Big spot all over yourself.
No, you go to work.
Yeah.
You go to work. You don't go home and change?
It'll dry.
But get this.
It depends on what kind of job you have, too.
Get this. I'm okay if you need to go home to go take a poo.
That's the Rat Party Podcast.
No, I'm serious. Think about it. Like, if you don't like to do that in public...
Dude, what if you live 30 minutes away?
I know. You live 5 minutes away. That's why it's okay for you.
Well, I mean, as long as you're not, like, operating the drive-thru or if you're not, like, a waiter. But
Roy,
if you're, like, at an office job and you need to go home to use the restroom and come back.
After the show, we have to film something, but I have to go number two. I'm going to drive 30 minutes home. I'll be back in an hour and a half.
And that's our job. What if you can do? Ask your manager.
Hey, I need to take 30 minutes. I'll be back in an hour.
Well, that's your lunch break.
Okay, but I think that's.
But you've already eaten lunch. It's now 2:00.
I don't know what to tell you. I think that if you have issues with doing the restroom in public,
I need a doctor's note.
Because I have issues doing number two in public.
I've been in the bathroom with you doing number two, and I didn't see any issues.
Guys, this is disgusting. This is disgusting.
I know.
All
right,
I wasn't in the same stall, Loren. I was in the same bathroom at work.
Thank you for clearing that up.
All right.
Any other
I'd like to play this on the air next week, though. I think we should.
I also wanted to play on the air the game.
The drive-through.
Us pretending to be the drive-through people. Because we're wearing headsets whenever we go out at Dunkin's.
And I have a question for you, too, for the podcast real quick.
Okay.
You ever been in a restaurant where you put your hand under the automatic sink and you put your hand under the automatic soap and neither thing worked?
Yeah, it's not the worst.
But yet you still dry your hands and walk out like your job is done?
Oh, wait, no. I stay until I figure it out.
There's nothing that – no, it's not working.
Water's going to come on eventually.
How long? Because I was at a restaurant and it was a single and I was underneath it and I did the soap. I go, well, at least I'll soap and I'll wipe my hands. I soaped, nothing came out. I put my hand under the sink like 5 times, nothing happened. So I just went to the towel, washed my hands, and left.
How about the move when there's multiple sinks and you do the motion and nothing comes out, so you go to the second sink and then the first sink turns on and then you're going back and forth until you try to get someone.
Automation sucks. All right, that's the Wrap Party Podcast. Hey, we are going to be live next Friday from the Fincher Farms Duncan.
Such
Matthews.
A fun name, Fincher Farms.
So we'll see you then, and make sure you listen to the MRL Show Wrap Party Podcast and share it. Let everybody know that you like the podcast and Mock Made, too.
Yeah, you must download Mock Made.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.